Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 198. This is your pub quiz in a podcast, and I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK. And here we are. We've made it. It's 2024, and Happy New Year. Welcome to your first quiz session of 2024. I hope it's going to be a good one for you. Before we get started, a few hellos. First of all, James from Melbourne writing on behalf of fiance Tran. They're getting married on the 6th of January, but they're heading for a road trip down the coast the week after. I hope you have an amazing day on the 6th of January. Many congratulations, both you, James, and Tran. Hannah Rose says hello from Wimmera, I think that is, in Australia. Apologies if I've pronounced that wrong. It's my wife, KP's birthday on the 6th of January. Please wish her a happy birthday. KP, happy birthday from Hannah. Barry Mason says, can you give a mention to my gorgeous Geordie wife, Suzanne, who I love very much. That's from her Welshy husband, Barry. Meanwhile, Justin in Melbourne says, my wife's birthday is on the 2nd of January. We'll be listening from India on our honeymoon. Can you wish her a happy birthday? Amanda, happy birthday. Joshua Black says, happy 26th birthday to Tasha. And finally, hello to Jess and everyone at the marketing department at Ignition. That's Rebecca, Olivia, Michael, Leo, Catriona and Emily. And of course, Jess again. Thank you all for listening and happy new year to you. Right, what have we got coming up on this first quiz of 2024? We'll be playing the final fling. I've got a round by request. We'll rewind through 2023, but let's start with your first potluck mixed bag selection of trivia. It's general knowledge. Good luck. The first round of 2024, as always, is a general knowledge round. But what's going to be the first question? Let's find out. Question number one. Out this week, Tina Fey reprises her role as which teacher in the new version of Mean Girls? So question number one, out this week in cinemas, Tina Fey reprises her role as which teacher in Mean Girls? Number two, Nottingham stands on which river? Number two, Nottingham stands on which river? Number three, which mythological creature was a combination of a lion and an eagle? Number three, which mythological creature was a combination of a lion and an eagle? Number four, the city of DeKalb in Illinois is credited as the first manufacturing site of which invention that revolutionized ranching in the USA? Bit of a lateral one, this one. So number four, the city of DeKalb in Illinois is credited as the first manufacturing site of which invention that revolutionized ranching in the USA? Number five, if you suffer from hemophobia, what do you fear? Number five, if you suffer from hemophobia, what do you fear? Number six, what is the capital of Cuba? Question number six, what is the capital of Cuba? Number seven, which singer did DJ duo Duck Sauce release a hit song about in the summer of 2010? Number seven, which singer and actress, actually, did DJ duo Duck Sauce release a hit song about in the summer of 2010? Number 8. What was Barack Obama's middle name? Number 8. What is Barack Obama's middle name? And number 9, sticking with US presidents, which former US president is older? Is it George W. Bush or Bill Clinton? So number 9, which former US president is older, George W. Bush or Bill Clinton? And number 10, La Scala is an opera house in which European city? Number 10, La Scala is an opera house in which European city? That's your 10 questions to start 2024 with. What's your resolution this year? Is it to do better at quizzing? Mine is. We've definitely got better in the last few weeks and I want to maintain that at the pub quiz I go to. Right, I'll reveal the answers for you in about 5 minutes. That's after round two. Obviously, the 1st of January is an exciting time. It's all about looking forward with excitement at the blank page that is 2024. But before we do that, let's look backwards. How much do you remember about 2023? Round two is a quick 10 questions. It's a rewind on last year. How much do you remember in the news? Number one, what was the name of Prince Harry's memoir published back in January 2023? So number one, what was the name of Prince Harry's memoir published back in January 2023? Number two, who won the NHL's Stanley Cup in 2023? So number two, who won the National Hockey League's Stanley Cup in 2023? We're talking American sports there. Number three, in which month was Twitter rebranded as X? So number three, in which month was Twitter rebranded as X? The problem is, with that rebrand, is I just think of the Family Feud or Family Fortune sound effect that when I see that logo, because that pretty much sums up Twitter these days, doesn't it? Number four, who revealed that they were pregnant at the Super Bowl? So number four, early last year, who revealed that they were pregnant at the Super Bowl? Number five, which team won the 2023 Rugby World Cup? Number five, which team won the 2023 Rugby World Cup? Number six, 2023 saw Kylie Minogue go viral with which hit single? Number six, Kylie Minogue went viral in 2023 with which hit single? Number seven, where was King Charles's coronation held? Number seven, where was King Charles's coronation held? Question number eight, former President Trump turned himself into Fulton County Jail in Atlanta to have a mugshot taken back in 2023. Following this, his online shop began selling t-shirts of that mugshot bearing what slogan? So question number eight, former President Trump turned himself into Fulton County Jail in Atlanta to have a mugshot taken. Following this, his online shop began selling t-shirts featuring that mugshot and what slogan? Number nine, what is the name of the Barbie played by Kate McKinnon in the Barbie movie? Number nine, what was the name of the Barbie played by Kate McKinnon in the Barbie movie, the biggest film of 2023, of course? And number 10, according to Spotify, which singer had the most streamed single this year? So number 10, according to Spotify, which singer had the most streamed single this year? That's it. That is your 10 questions on 2023 Rewind. Let's take a look at your general knowledge answers. Pause the podcast if you need to, but here they come. Number one, out this week, Tina Fey reprises her role as which teacher in the new Mean Girls? She is back as Mrs. Norbury. She was in the original, of course. Number two, Nottingham stands on which river? The Trent. Number three, which mythological creature was a combination of a lion and an eagle? The Griffin. Number four, the city of DeKalb in Illinois is created as the first manufacturing site of which invention that revolutionized ranching in the USA? Barbed wire. Number five, if you suffer from hemophobia, what do you fear? Blood. Six, what's the capital of Cuba? Havana. Seven, which singer did DJ duo Duck Sauce release a number three song about in the summer of 2010? Barbara Streisand. Number eight, what is Barack Obama's middle name? Hussein. Number nine, which former US president is older? Is it George W. Bush or Bill Clinton? That's George W. Bush. And number 10, La Scala is an opera house in which European city? Milan. That's your 10 questions on general knowledge answered. I will do the 10 answers to your 2023 Rewind in about 5 minutes, but the next round is by request. Alrighty then, we continue into round number three of Takeaway Trivia, the first Takeaway Trivia of 2024. And to celebrate, this round is by request. Yes, most of you, when you get in touch, which I'm very, very thankful for, you request subjects that you'd like to see on the podcast. So, people like Sasha Garlick, Libby Cannon, Richard Clark Elliott, Mark O'Connor, Erin and Ross Campbell, Erin Williams, Amelia Walker and Lauren Suter. I've been keeping logs of what you've asked for in this podcast. So the next 10 questions are all subjects that have been requested by you, faithful listener. Let's get on with it then. Number one, in Harry Potter, what is the name of the Weasley's house? So number one, in Harry Potter, what is the name of the Weasley's house? So number two, in The Office, what does Jim hide Dwight's stapler in? We're looking for a food stuff. So number two, in The Office, what does Jim hide Dwight's stapler in? We are, of course, talking about the American office as well, or the US office. Number three, as of 2023, how many times have Tottenham Hotspur won the FA Cup? Number three, as of 2023, how many times have Tottenham Hotspur won the FA Cup? Number four, which Disney character did Sergeant Charles Boyle have a crush on in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Number four, which Disney character did Sergeant Charles Boyle have a crush on in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Nine-Nine. Number five, the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix took place this year. Around the famous strip, how many laps was it? So question number five, the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix took place in 2023. How many laps around the famous strip was it? Number six, in Gossip Girl, what newspaper is Nate editor-in-chief of? Number six, in Gossip Girl, what newspaper is Nate editor-in-chief of? Number seven, in EastEnders, Sonia famously played which musical instrument as a child? Number seven, in EastEnders, Sonia famously played which musical instrument as a child? Number eight, which US state is the book Twilight primarily set in? So number eight, in which US state is the book Twilight primarily set in? Number nine, as of March 2023, who has kicked the most conversions in rugby union's Six Nations Championship, or formerly Five Nations. Number 9, as of March 2023, who has kicked the most conversions in Rugby Union's Six Nations Championship? And finally, number 10, in Transformers, who is usually shown to be the leader of the Dinobots? Number 10, in Transformers, who is usually shown to be the leader of the Dinobots? There you go, 10 questions on subjects you've all requested, and thank you for those requests and helping to make Takeaway Trivia richer in the process. Now let's rewind to rewind. We had a look back at 2023. Here's the answers. Number 1, what is the name of Prince Harry's memoir that was published last January? Spare. Number 2, who won the NHL or National Hockey League's, I think, Stanley Cup in 2023? The Vegas Golden Knights. Number 3, in which month was Twitter rebranded as that was July. Number 4, who revealed that they were pregnant at the Super Bowl? Rihanna. Number 5, which team won the 2023 Rugby World Cup? South Africa. Number 6, Kylie Minogue went viral with which hit single? Padam Padam. Number 7, where was King Charles' coronation held? That was in Westminster Abbey. Number 8, former President Trump turned himself into Fulton County Jail in Atlanta to have his mugshot taken. Following this, his online shop began selling t-shirts bearing what slogan? It was never surrender. Even though that's exactly what he'd just done, it makes no sense. Number 9, what is the name of the Barbie played by Kate McKinnon in the Barbie movie? Weird Barbie. And number 10, according to Spotify, which singer had the most streamed single this year? Miley Cyrus. And the single in question was Flowers. Back to by request. Here's your 10 answers to the by request. It's hard to say by request quickly. Here's your 10 answers to the by request round. Number 1, in Harry Potter, what is the name of the Weasley's house? The Burrow. Number 2, in The Office, what does Jim hide Dwight's stapler in? It's Jell-O. Number 3, as of 2023, how many times have Spurs won the FA Cup? 8 times for Tottenham Hotspur, well done. Number 4, which Disney character did Sergeant Charles Boyle have a crush on in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? It's Chip, the teacup from Beauty and the Beast. Has he not seen Jessica Rabbit? Blimey. Number 5, the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix took place this year around the famous strip. How many laps was it? 50. 50 laps. Well, that's if the manhole cover lets you. Number 6, in Gossip Girl, what newspaper is Nate the editor-in-chief of? The Spectator. Number 7, in EastEnders, Sonia famously played which musical instrument as a child? The trumpet. 8, which US state is the book Twilight primarily set in? Washington. Number 9, as of March 2023, who has kicked the most conversions in Rugby Union's Six Nations Championship? Jonathan Sexton, 102 conversions, although I think he is now retiring from the game. And number 10, in Transformers, who is usually shown to be the leader of the Dinobots? Grimlock. That's your 10 by request questions done. Hope you enjoyed those. I think it's time to dive in to the first final fling of 2024. Let's go. So the first final fling of 2024, 15 questions of trivia. It's all potluck, but slightly trickier. Question number 1, in Despicable Me 3, what is Gru's twin called? Number 1, in Despicable Me 3, what is Gru's twin called? Question number 2, which book is the second in the Harry Potter series? Number 2, which book is the second in the Harry Potter series? Number 3, Darwin is the largest city in which Australian territory? Question number 3, Darwin is the largest city in which Australian territory? Number 4, what does the AA stand for in Winnie the Pooh creator's name, A.A. Milne? Question number four. What does the AA stand for in Winnie the Pooh creator's name, A.A. Milne? Number five. In which decade was the UK's £2 coin introduced? Now, it may have been introduced slightly earlier than this as a collector's piece, but I'm on about actually being introduced into mainstream circulation. Number five. In which decade was the UK's £2 coin introduced? Question number six. How old was King Charles when he ascended to the throne? We're on about the current brand new King Charles. Well, 2 years old, King Charles. So question number six. How old was King Charles III, I think it is, when he ascended to the throne? Number seven. Nancy Sinatra sang the theme to which James Bond film? Number seven. Nancy Sinatra sang the theme to which James Bond film? Number eight. Which spirits would you have in a mojito cocktail? Question number eight. Which spirit would you have in a mojito cocktail? It's my cocktail of choice. Number nine. The fabric mohair is produced from which animal? So number nine, the fabric mohair is produced from which animal? Number 10, who was Britain's youngest 20th century Prime Minister? Number 10, who was Britain's youngest 20th century Prime Minister? Number 11, nitrogen and oxygen are the most common gases in the atmosphere, but what's third? Number 11, nitrogen and oxygen are the most common gases in the atmosphere. What is third? Number 12, cartoon series South Park is set in which US state? Number 12, the cartoon series South Park is set in which US state? Number 13, the Calypso was famously the survey ship of which French oceanographer? Question number 13, the Calypso was famously the survey ship of which French oceanographer? Number 14, Nariyal is the Indian term for which nut? Now technically it's not a nut, it's called a drupe. But I guess most people would think of it as a nut. So question number 14. Nariyal, that's N-A-R-I-Y-A-L. Nariyal is the Indian term for which nut or droop? And number 15 this week. The song Luck Be a Lady features in which musical? Number 15, the song Luck Be a Lady features in which musical? That's your 15 questions on the final fling this week. Pause the podcast and finalise your answers, because here they come. Your answers to the final fling. Number 1, in Despicable Me 3, what is Gru's twin called? Drew. Number 2, which book is second in the Harry Potter series? Chamber of Secrets. Don't just put Harry Potter 2. At number 3, Darwin is the largest city in which Australian territory, the Northern Territory. 4, what does the AA stand for in the Winnie the Pooh creator's name? It's Alan Alexander Milne. Number 5, in which decade was the £2 coin introduced to the UK? 1990s. For all you clever clogs out there, 1998 is the precise answer. Number 6, how old was King Charles III when he ascended to the throne? 73. Number 7, Nancy Sinatra sang the theme to which James Bond film, You Only Live Twice? Number 8, which spirit would you have in a mojito cocktail? That's rum. 9, the fabric mohair is produced from which animal? It's goat or an angora goat. Number 10, who was Britain's youngest 20th century Prime Minister? That was Tony Blair. 11, nitrogen and oxygen are the most common gases in the atmosphere. What's third? Argon. Number 12, cartoon series South Park is set in which US state? Colorado. Number 13, the Calypso was famously the survey ship of which French oceanographer? Jacques Cousteau. Number 14, Nariyal is the Indian term for which nut or droop that is coconut. And 15, the song Luck Be a Lady features in which musical? Guys and Dolls. So the first quiz of the year is complete. Hope it has been a great start for you for 2024. Thank you for listening in 2023. Some incredible support from you. Thank you for all your messages over the last year. And thank you, especially Australian listeners, for making Takeaway Trivia number one on the Apple Games chart this week. You're awesome. But in all honesty, I don't do it for the chart rankings. I do it because I enjoy it. And I enjoy the amazing feedback from you guys. So once again, Happy New Year. I'll leave you with some tat facts about New Year's Eve. Did you know that in Mexico, more grapes are sold prior to New Year's Eve than any other time of the year? Because it's traditional in Mexico to eat a grape at each of the 12 seconds, counting down towards midnight. I don't think I could eat grapes that fast. Meanwhile, in Italy, people often choose to wear red underwear on New Year's Eve as they believe it brings them good luck for the year ahead. I hope you've got plenty of good luck and a wonderful year in store. Thanks for playing Takeaway Trivia. It's been great to be a quizmaster. I'll be back next week with more questions. Have a great week. Have a safe week. We'll quiz again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.